Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for the welcome, Sam. It's a slippy night out there, as you know, and the elements are not good, so pray that the Lord will undertake for us and take us home safely at this time. Could you come to John's Gospel, chapter 14, please? Just a few verses of John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Maybe I just give a minute for time of prayer for help. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for thy word is truth. We ask you, Father, for the help, Lord, of the clear lips, that, Lord, that all will be done to glorify thy name, and that thy name will be uplifted, Father, and our Saviour, that souls would come to know thee as Lord and Saviour. And that is our heart's desire. We seek nothing of ourselves, but we seek, Father, to please thee. We thank you, Father, for our Saviour and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who went to Calvary and shed his precious blood, the one who was willing to die in our stead. And we thank you, Father, for the love and mercy that you've shown us, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and him it cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Never leave it in thy hands, Father, giving you thanks in the name, the wonderful name, the name of our Saviour and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thomas asked the question, he says unto the Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. You know, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to read his word and we have to hear his word. One of the two. When we were very young, when we went to school, we had to learn our ABCs. And we had to learn our tables for our sums. Because if we didn't learn that, then we wouldn't be able to count. And if we didn't learn the ABCs, then we wouldn't be able to read nor spell. There used to be a wee text that used to come out, and it was the ABCs. And you know, A first, it says you must believe God. And what does A mean? Well, A means that all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. You must accept God and what God says through his word. It's all about sin. You have come short of its standards, of his standards. Then what about the second letter, B? See, B tells us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe not in yourself, or in anybody else, only in one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, tells us that Christ also has suffered for our sins, just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. That's the three first letters, A, B, C. And that's what was in Thomas's mind when he said, what way do we go? We don't know the way. The way is for the lost. The truth is God's word. And the life. You know, life. If I need life, then I must be dead. Spiritually dead in sin. Romans 3 again, 23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. I knew a man that knew nothing about salvation. Absolutely nothing about salvation. And he spent all his years, most of his years, nearly 45 years, doing his own thing. I know now a man that changed that man, and that man was the Lord Jesus Christ. And the man that knew nothing about salvation or anything about the Bible is myself. Galatians 6 and 7, verses 7 and 8, be not deceived that God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth of the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth of the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. The Lord was the way, the Lord was the truth, and the Lord is the life. That's where you get it. And it's for the lost. And you get it by God's word. Because you need life. Because you're dead in sin. It's as simple as that. When you read Matthew chapter 7, it tells us in chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye into the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which you go in thereat. Because the strait gate is the gate, and as narrow as the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. See, the purpose of a gate is to keep people out and keep people in. The straight gate in Greek emphasizes cramped and narrow. In the Hebrew word, it's narrow of the way. In other words, it's hemmed in each side. A gate has two purposes, as I said, to let people in and keep people out. It is not enough to listen to the preaching, but we must enter to what has been said. In Matthew 25, I would like you to come with me. Matthew chapter 25, please. It's a story that's well known in the Bible. It's about the 10 virgins. In verse 1 it says that, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish, that they were foolish that took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with the lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all of the virgins arose and trimmed their lights, their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us. And you, but go you rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. There's the gate. It's either open or it's either shut. And afterwards also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. What had happened here? They had no oil. 5 had no oil. Well, oil in the Bible speaks of the Holy Ghost. And those other 5 had no Holy Ghost. They were not saved. And while it tells you in verse 10, And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. There was an invitation given, and they weren't ready. There's an invitation given tonight by the Lord Jesus Christ when he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. The invitation's there, and the word of God is there. Our brother was talking this morning about the promise, the promises of God. And that's a promise that he's given, that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord should be saved. And him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. When Jesus Christ returns for the bride and the church, there'll be a time of separation. The wise from the foolish, the saved from the unsaved. The blessed sheep from the cursed goats. The wise virgin had oil prepared to meet the bridegroom. And many will profess to be Christians, but have no Holy Spirit. They're not born again. Be ye not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So friend, if you're not in the city, have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord, you're none of his. You might be well up in the church. You might be doing great and mighty things in the church. Praise the Lord for that. But sadly, friend, it'll not get to you to heaven. As we find that the 5 brides, the 5 virgins that came back, open up to us, Lord. Open up to us. But no. After us came also the virgins saying, Lord, open up to us. But he answered, Verily I say unto you, I know you're not. What a terrible position to be in, that you don't know God, that you're not saved, You're coming, thinking you're doing this and doing that, and you're actually doing nothing because you're a sinner and you're condemned and you're unclean. See, the Lord said, few will find it. We are told in this book not to add to it, and we're told not to take anything away from it. But we can truly say tonight, few will choose it, and many will shun it. And that's what's happening in our days. Because all that's happening in our days, that people want to enjoy themselves, that's all they want to do. There's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. All depends on what you're enjoying. The Lord says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, this gate is easy missed, and you would wonder how it would be easy missed, but it's easily missed unless the sinner is looking. Remember the rich man? The rich man was doing everything. But the Lord said, you lack something. And he lacked was, he said, sell all you have and follow me. The Lord loved them. The Lord loves you tonight. He loves sinners. That's why he came into the world, to save sinners. He didn't come in to condemn you. He came in because he loved you. He gave his life for you. But you have rejected him if you're still in your sin. In Matthew 19:24, it says, again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The gate is easily missed. Remember the rich man? The Lord taught in Matthew 19:24, the entrance to the lake is like the eye of a needle. Is it impossible by man's efforts? But all things are possible with God. Tonight, by grace, we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, this gate is passed through once. It's a gate of conversion. It's a gate of salvation. It's a gate of regeneration. And it's a gate of eternal life. If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There's a new heart. And there's a new spirit, if any man be in Christ. Conversion is convicted. By conviction we turn the other way. Instead of going the way of the crowd, we go the other way. We're changed. We're changed from the things that pleased us in our sinful days and turn to the word of God. Deliverance, salvation is deliverance, safety from wrath. In Acts 4:12, nearer there is salvation than any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Regeneration is a new life, a new birth. Have you got it? Have you got it? Do you have this new Buff. It says in Ephesians chapter 5 and 26 that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing and the water by the word. That was the church at Ephesus. Regeneration, the word of God washes you and cleanses you. Eternal life, John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest verse in the Bible. And it's easy understood. For whosoever. We are the whosoever. You're one of the whosoever. Are you still in your sin, friend? You can change that. You know, if anyone be in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ went to Calvary and shed his precious blood for mankind. He died upon a cross, and he suffered and he bled and he died for man. He came to save man, and what did man do? Crucify him. They didn't like his words. They still don't like his words. Matter of fact, I do believe, and I heard somebody saying this before, if the Lord came back today, they would still do the same thing on him. They don't like the word of God. If you go in, somebody goes in and starts preaching, they don't want it. Get out. Yes, I knew a man. And I was that man. But I know a man now. It changed my life. For by grace, we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should go. So 2 Corinthians tells us this in 4 and 17, that why we look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And that is eternal life. If you're not saved, you don't have life. Matter of fact, you're dead. You're dead. Spiritually, you're dead. The wide gate, the broad road. Friend, tonight, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do nothing. The road that you're on, it'll take you to hell. But you have to do something to be taken off that road. And that's believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I shall be saved. John 3 and 18 says, He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, if you're still on the broad road, you're going to a place that you're not like to be in. See, when John, in John's Gospel 3 and 14, it says this, when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, and whosoever believe in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. What was Moses doing? See, the people had sinned against God, and God sent serpents, and they were biting them, and they were dying. And they prayed to God, and Moses was asked to put a brass serpent on a pole and put it in, and hang, stand it up so they could see them. And all they could do, all they needed to do, was look at it. All they had to do was look. But a lot of them didn't look. And that's what's happening today. Nobody's looking. Nobody's looking for the Lord. Nobody's looking for God. Nobody's looking at His Word. They want nothing to do with it. Friend, let me plead with you tonight. If you don't look at His Word or listen to His Word, you'll end up in hell. And it's not a nice place to be in. See, the broad road is so pleasant. It's so pleasant to the flesh. And it's so popular with the masses. Don't forget, we all enjoyed our time in sin, but it's only for a season. It's only for a season. Look around you today and see the things that are happening. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door. The summer's gone. You're still not saved. How often have you heard the gospel? When you were a child, you were taught it. Where is it? It's the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So, it's popular, the broad road. Why? Well, first of all, man loves his sin. And second of all, because of false teachers. There's men that say, you don't need that. Behave yourself. You don't need to be saved. So you are saved. So Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. That's all you need. Friend, there's more than it to that. You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. If you're still doing the same things that you're doing, you're heading for hell. You're on the broad road. All of we are like sheep. We all have gone astray. Everyone to his own way. False teachers will make it easy. I remember my wife said to her mother one time she needed to be saved because there was a convention somewhere in the town, and she said, there's plenty of time for that. Friend, there's no time. Now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. You could be walking through a door or walking out in the street. You could be somewhere and you could take a pen and that would be the end of you. Now is the appointed time. So the false doctrines tell you and make it easy. The reason is they don't tell you the truth. See, that's why they hated the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he told them the truth. And they knew that he was right because they knew they were sinners. When I heard the word of God, and in this hall here, heard the word of God, they knew that we were sinners. So you have to do something about it. You're getting the invitation. What are you going to do with it? You cannot say there'll come a time where you'll stand in the along with the masses and you'll not open your mouth. You'll say, what did you do with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because the Lord Jesus Christ will be your judge, the man you refuse to accept. Proverbs 14 and 12, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What we're saying tonight, it's hard. Because the gospel is good news. That Jesus Christ loves you. And he died for you. He's giving you an invitation to come. He knows all about you. Everything about you. Doesn't matter how low you've got or what you have done. He knows all about you. All he's asking you is, come. I am the way, the truth, and the door. He's the door tonight. He's the light tonight. Because I tell you the truth, the Lord Jesus said, you believe me not. Do you believe me tonight, friend? The scriptures I've read, the verses, do you believe me tonight? The Pharisees said that they were Abraham's children in the Bible. The Lord says you are not of your father, because you are of their father the devil. For he is a liar from the beginning. You don't need to tell a child to lie. He knows how to lie from a very early age. We all know how to tell lies, and there's no such thing as a white lie. It's a lie. Why? Why do you refuse him? Let's pause for a moment what we've already said and ask yourself tonight, as you have listened in, which we hope you have, where are your feet taking you? What road are you on? Is it a narrow road? Or is it a broad road? Only you know. And God knows. You wouldn't take a plane. Or a train. Or a bus. Without asking where it's bound. You're on a road and we're telling you where it's bound. But you don't want to know, do you? Do you really want to know tonight? As you listen to me, as you listen to God's word, don't listen to me, listen to God's word, what it's telling you. Thomas asked the way, one of the disciples, apostles, Thomas asked the way, what is the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want life, you'll get eternal life. If you want truth, you'll get the truth. And if you want the way, you'll get the way. And if you don't land on it, then you aren't taking it. And as a broad road, it will lead to destruction. And John 6 and 39 tells us this. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. Friend, the Word of God testifies of God Himself. The Word of God. Are you going to accept it this evening? It's so easy. You know within yourself that you're a sinner. You know within yourself that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be somewhere a time in your life that you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody here in this hall knows when they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? Because that's our second birth. That's the birth. That's the birth that we know about. We didn't know anything about the first birth. Because we were only infants. We were only babies. We didn't know. We didn't know to an age till we were 4 or 5. But the second birth we know because we have to choose it. We have to choose it. You have to take it. You have to confess before that you're a sinner. And you know you're a sinner and ask to be saved. That's how easy it is. You'll not get flashing lights. Oh no. But you'll get life. And you'll get life eternal. You'll get Christ in your life. Any man being Christ is a new creation. Friend, it's so easy. And yet, it's so hard. Men just can't. It becomes a stumbling block. It was a stumbling block to God's people, the Jews. And it's still a stumbling block to men and women at this present time. Why? Because they love their sin. I knew a man. And I know a man. And I know a man that's in hell at the present time. He sees. Oh, he sees. All right. It's not the end. It's only the beginning. He sees. And he cries. And he feels. And he remembers. And he prays. Too late. Too late is a cry. Once you go at this terrible place, it's too late. This place in Luke 16, it's unending. Unending. There's no parole. There's no remission. There's no second chance. There's no poverty. It's eternal. It's eternal. It's eternal damnation of your soul. Friend, it's unnecessary. It can be averted. And it can be avoided. Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Romans 8:1 says this, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Are you going to turn down that offer tonight? By the Almighty God who loved you and gave His Son for you. Are you going to say, I don't want it? Or you're in some place, in some church, and you're doing this and doing that and doing that, and you think you're all right. Friend, remember the 5 virgins. The Lord said, I never knew you. I don't know you. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I pray you'll take this offer tonight, friends. I pray that you'll not refuse it. And I'll put you on a road so narrow. And you'll know you're on it. Because the things that you used to do, you'll not want to do. You'll be completely changed. You'll be a new creature in Christ. It's up to you. Thomas said, I know not the way. Jesus said, I am the way. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word tonight. Sam, would you give us thanks?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for thy word this evening, the gospel message, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come unto the Father but by him. Thank you, Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ said that he knocks on the door, and if any man invites him in, he will come in and sup with him.
Amen.
But thank you, Heavenly Father, that the free offer of salvation is open to all who will accept it. For all who shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But we thank you, Lord, as one time we heard tonight, that one time the offer will finish and it will be too late. But we pray, Lord, that all those who come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour before it is too late. We give thee all the praise and all the glory in his name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.